Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, the principal theme for the Mass readings is that of the Good Shepherd. It's an image frequently used in the Old Testament to signify the loving care of God over his chosen people, like a good shepherd watching over his flock. This image is fulfilled, of course, most perfectly in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he described himself as such, as the good shepherd, so that he's so good that he lays down his life for us, the sheep of his flock. He's come to save us, to redeem us, and with the price of his blood. Naturally, this image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd continued to hold a very special place in the hearts of the early Christians. And proof of this can be found in early Christian art, symbolism, particularly in places like the catacombs in Rome, where one can see these images, very ancient images of Christ as the Good Shepherd, with the shepherd with the lamb over his shoulders carrying them. It's a beautiful depiction of Christ, and we should hold this image dear to our hearts as well. In today's gospel passage from John chapter 10, Jesus refers to himself very explicitly as the Good Shepherd, and he calls his own sheep by name. They hear his voice, and he leads them out to good pasture. He walks ahead of them, so as to guide them and protect them from enemies and make sure they reach the destination of that good pasture. And later in the same chapter, John chapter 10, though we didn't hear it today, the words that immediately follow the gospel passage of today, in fact, Jesus states more explicitly, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired hand flees because he is a hired hand and doesn't care for the sheep." Our Lord's not a hired hand, of course. He is our shepherd in the sense that, a shepherd owns his sheep, his flock. Our Lord has, you could say, full possession over us. We belong to him. We were bought at the price of his blood. We should always remember that, we are his. We belong to him. And he continues, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I'm known by my own, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep." So Jesus has laid down his life for us, the sheep of his flock. He has done so to save us from those bloodthirsty wolves, out there seeking to destroy us, the enemies of our souls, both visible and invisible, especially the invisible enemies. They are plenty. Jesus, our good shepherd, leads us to the gates of heaven and opens them before us. And beyond those gates, lie the good pasture, that we are to enjoy, one day fully. That is the perfect and eternal joys of heaven, of paradise. To get there, all that we need to do is follow our Lord, the Good Shepherd, and he will lead us to that blessed abode, to the place he's prepared just for us. And the path to get there, our Lord has already traced out for us. It is the straight and narrow path, the path of living in accord with his most holy will, the path of his commandments and holy precepts, guideposts, indicators to us, to get to heaven. And along this path, Jesus, our good shepherd, ceaselessly calls out to us, "Come, follow me." He repeats that over and over again, and we need to hear that over and over again. Unfortunately, we don't always hear this voice of our good shepherd. Other voices, enemy voices, the voices of strangers distract us, tempt us, entice us, and unfortunately at times entrap us, ensnare us, and thereby we fall off the right path. But Jesus continues to call out to us, and even he has to pursue us, to come after us, so as to free us from those enemy clutches and to bring us back on his shoulders, you know, like the shepherd bringing the lamb back on his shoulders to save pasture. And he does this especially through that wonderful sacrament of healing, of mercy, forgiveness, confession, penance, reconciliation. It's a beautiful means to get back on the course. We ought to beware, therefore, of allowing enemy voices, you know, the voices of strangers, to drown out the voice of our good shepherd. For Jesus' voice is not loud and violent as the world's voices, you know, can be, but rather soft and gentle. We need to learn how to listen to his voice, therefore, you know, with a certain interior silence and recollectedness and prayerfulness. We ought to be mindful, too, of this fact that, in a certain sense, we become what we listen to. You know, we become what we give our attention to. We become what we give most importance to. We become what we set our hearts on. And the world wants us to set our hearts on things which will not give us the true and lasting happiness our Lord has made us for. But we ought to give our full attention, to listen to our Lord alone. And Jesus speaks to us continually, you know, especially in the church and through the church, in the sacred scriptures, you know, which the church is, you could say, custodian and opens up for us and helps us to understand and to be continually nourished by. In the sacred liturgy, especially the Holy Mass and the Holy Communion, our Lord speaks to us in a powerful way, if we let him. In humble and heartfelt prayer, too, you know, our Lord speaks to us. And our Lord speaks to us through those who he has appointed to be sharers in his role as good shepherd, the members of the hierarchy of the church, bishops, priests, and deacons, but especially the bishops, those who are the successors of the apostles and who are united with the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter, you know, the Vicar of Christ on earth. Our Lord speaks to us especially through him, through our Holy Father, the Pope. Let us heed his voice. And we can, thankfully, through the use of the mass media, we can listen to him, you know, his messages. Practically all of his messages are communicated to us, you know, through the Vatican website, the internet, so we can make use of these means for this purpose, you know, using the mass media very well to benefit us, to tune in to the voice of our Holy Father. So, dear brothers and sisters, life is very short. Before we know it, eternity will have opened up before us. Our Lord wants us to spend all eternity with him in heaven, of course. But we must choose to follow him there. You know, during our earthly lives, we must choose to recognize him and in no other as our good shepherd. Let us make the words of the psalmist that we heard in today's responsorial psalm from Psalm 23, a psalm well known to all of us, with these beautiful, inspiring, and consoling words. And with these words, we conclude, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. With your rod and your staff, they give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come." Praise be Jesus and Mary.